Hey everybody, it's Thursday, and it normally means it's another normal episode of Naturally Unbothered, but nothing that we do is very normal at all. So tonight, we have someone very special to us. Well, she's about to be special to us. She don't know it yet. She might already know. Because, you know, that's what she do. So she might already know how special she is to us. There, you know, guys, we always talk about sex. We always talk about, you know, anything that's going on with relationships. But tonight, somebody's about to get up and uncomfortably personal in our business. So I am Shari.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Ebony.
What's happening? It's your boy, Drew.
All right, so our guest for tonight, I'm about to mess her name all up. I had it and I lost it. All right, so give me a second. Okay, let me try to attempt to do this right. Trevira.
Trevira.
Yes. So.
Hey, Lisa.
All right, Trevira is a.
No, Trevira.
I just said that.
Trevira.
I said that. You just want to talk? It's okay. I said that. Trevira. I said that. Okay, you can call it T. Trevira. You know how I am. I'm a stickler about people getting names right. But Miss Trevira, she is a tarot card reader. She used to be in the healthcare and human resources industry. But as a child, she recognized her five senses, and after holding her first tarot card, she knew exactly what she was supposed to do. All right? Recently, she became public. She is online. She's going to give her online information after she does our reading, so you guys make sure that you stay tuned and you know what's going on, okay? All right, so Miss T.
There you go.
Tell us how long you've been doing this.
Ooh, so publicly just since April. I got bored in quarantine and decided to start my own club quarantine. But officially since about early 20s. Even when I was in college, we would play with it, you know, thinking that I knew it wasn't going to get. But I pretend like, you know, things started happening. So, about my early 20s, around 22.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to let you do your thing. Guys, y'all know we normally have a game. Y'all know we normally have a shame-worthy topic. We talk about a kink. We give you a little bit of the Ebonites. We give you a fun fact. We give you a that damn Dre. None of that shit's happening tonight. Tonight, Miss T is going to take over the show. Whoever she feels, she's going to call out and she's going to read. She's going to play us our car. So let's go, girl.
Okay, so I have been vibing strongly with each and every one of you, but I feel Shari and Lisa are, like, super excited about this. Like, Shari might be nervous, but I see Lisa's got a little vibe going on, and she wants to know what's going on, too. So I am going to hit on Lisa first, then I would like to hit Shari, and then I don't want to leave Dre for the end, but I am, because I think it's going to be juicy. So we're going to hit Ebony and Dre.
Juicy, got him going crazy. Oh, wait a minute. Before you start, though, Ebony.
Yes.
Ebony.
Yes.
Do you have a reading jingle?
Do-do-do-do-do. 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 Here's your truth.
jacket.
Okay. There you go. Like, okay.
She said put a copyright on it. I love it.
I need to.
Uh-oh. You can still hear me?
Yes.
My system looks like it's slowing down every now and then, but I'm going to go. If you're ready, Lisa, let's go.
I'm ready.
Okay, so first card out is you. It's going to be your business and where you're at. Second card out is going to be who you're connected to. It could be past. It could be someone present. It could be someone you haven't met yet. But whoever this reading is connecting you to is who that information is going to be about. And then the last card out is going to be the outcome of that reading.
Okay. I'm ready.
So, I usually just use one deck, but I'm going to incorporate two for y'all, and hopefully only two. I have 13. And we don't want to touch that many, so don't be too difficult. Forget it. All right, so here we go. Divine energy, source creator, could I please have a message for Lisa? This is a romance reading, and first card out is Lisa. Second card is who she's connected to. Last card is the outcome. What is the message for Lisa? Ooh. Usually come out. Oh, so Lisa, you are feeling very much empowered, and you are very much connected to your divine masculine right now. So where we want to be balanced in our divine feminine and masculine, right now, you are definitely in a take charge, kind of a boss, authoritative kind of vibe for your life in general. And that could be regarding love, because when you're the emperor, you're actually holding the male phallic. So where if you were the empress, not you wouldn't be holding that. You'd be more of a nurturer. You are holding the male phallic, and you are dominating. So who you're connected to, it's really interesting. This card would mean that they need to come to you, but this card is saying that it may be someone that you've already met or are already connected to. And not very far away either. It does say that, so I'm thinking this is a current person or a reconciliation, maybe a reunion. Because it's showing that you and this person have had some emotional baggage in the past, and maybe a very passionate relationship, but you were the dominant one, definitely. And now I'm gonna go to the other deck so that I can just put some more business on it. But that's the energy of what's going on with the person you're connected to. And I literally just got three cards for you like that fast. So you are very flirty, and you enjoy flirting with this person, or you will enjoy flirting with them. You need to extend that lightheartedness outward more. So if you aren't connected to someone, like physically right now, this what's going to draw it in is going to be your ability to flirt and play and bring the passion. Like, you're holding the male phallic. Come on now. So you're very much able to pull it in. This person is going to definitely be a life partner commitment. So the cards are saying that what you are connected to isn't just play. It is going to be something very committed. Religious factors may come into play, and they may be something that you two, I'm not getting a lot of information except that religious factors may come into play, so it may be something that you may have to compromise on or have some discussions about and be very clear about your boundaries with this person. But this person is actually Three of Wands, and that's usually when you want to journey and travel, and this person is in reverse, and they very much want to state. They want to set roots and be very committed and just, I mean, I see long-term life partner. And then for them, that's why they are very codependent. That's why you're the emperor. And that is why you're holding the male phallic. So it doesn't matter if it's male or female either. When I speak, I am speaking on energy, the masculine energy, and they're very much a codependent type of person. So it makes sense for you to be the emperor. Not that they're a little bitch or anything. They just, they don't mind. They like that you have that authoritative part about you. You're more of a boss, and they appreciate that. Let me get some more about this outcome, because the outcome, it looks like a little bit of a roller coaster, and it could be the religious factors that are going to be the reason for that, that I want to, oh, that's it. So, this person that you're connected to, they tend to wear a false mask. So, they're going to face front. And they're going to appear to you to be something. And they may be very much agreeable with everything you like. Like, oh, yeah, me too. Oh, yeah, I can vibe with that. Yeah, that's cool. It's totally a face front. They are lying. They're deceiving you. You need to be very much the emperor. And you need to hold a mirror to them and say, you know, I never met anybody that liked everything that I like. Who are you really? Because that is going to cause the emotion. They have the emotional baggage. You may have a little bit that, you know, of some healing to do, but I don't see that in your cards. I see that they definitely are wearing a mask. So they need to work on some things. And that's that codependency is never a good thing, you know? Let me see if I can get any more outcome for this. And then I want to get a whisper of love for you. I wish you would tell me if this person is in your life right now.
No one's presently in my life.
Okay.
I dropped one.
So that's how you'll know. They are going to just, everything Lisa likes, they like. Everything you want to do, they want to do. They'll never have a dominant opinion. I think I dropped one. One second, y'all. I'm sorry. Let me get this thing. Cards shooting out everywhere. Oh, you are not going to believe this. Let your friends help you. So you know how y'all get on here and you talk about things. This is gonna be a really, really intense, and I call it a roller coaster. It is going to be an intense. It's not gonna be a, you know, you want to enter into relationships at some point. It just goes smoothly,
right?
They're going to be your life partner, no doubt. But Lisa, this one's not gonna be an easy win. It's going to take some work. And this says to make sure that you are including your friends and you're sharing with your friends what's going on. Because sometimes with a codependent person, it can feel like a leech, like something has a virus or something has attached to you and you start to lose yourself. That's what I feel. But you, out the gate, I will show you your row of cards. First card out with the first deck is the Emperor holding awesome. That phallic. So you can handle this, okay? But this is what's coming for you. I wish I could get a timeline. I am not getting any, except because your Three of Wands is in reverse, it could be 3 days, it could be 3 months, it could be 30 days. But this is coming in for you. For some reason so I feel like it's someone that you know already or you've had an interaction with and they're going to try to pop up. That's what I feel. So look out for that too. And I felt like if I didn't say that, I was going to be in trouble. So.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem. I love it.
Shari, you next.
All right. Okay.
Are you ready?
Be good to me, girl. Be good to me.
I'm just going to tell it like it is.
Marry me rich.
Okay. You want that lottery, right? Cook up a millionaire. Let's see. Okay. So, first card out is you, Shari. Second card is who you're connected to. And the last card is going to be the outcome. Divine energy source. Please have a master chart. This is a romance reading. First card out with Shari. Second card is who he's connected to. And the last card will be the outcome. Please have a message. Thank you. Oh. Shari. Shari is not face rep on my screen, but we are in your business, honey.
Mm-hmm. This sounds like it's going to be horrible.
You better show us your bottle because it sounds like it's about to go.
Let me take a sip.
We about to really get in your... I need a sip, too. Let's dip, y'all.
Oh, damn. Damn.
See? This is that bullshit. This is what I'm talking about. That bullshit.
You're going to probably need a whole lot from each of you, so say something.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
So, Shari, out the gate, you are dealing with... This is you. You are dealing with some emotional instability. And... How do I say this? You have some, you're suffering over something and some deep remorse or sorrow in regards to someone that you're connected to or your love situation. I have to keep going with the cards to get more information. This is you. One thing that came out on top of that, I already started your second set of cards because I couldn't leave it at that. Is that you need to hear that great love is worth taking the steps towards and the effort towards.
Yes.
So this may not just happen in your life. And I will say that because the person that you're connected to is the star card in reverse. And they may not be as forward as you would like them to be, but they also have some
I hate you, Ebony.
They have some emotional baggage going on as well, and they feel like they've missed an opportunity with you, or you could be a missed opportunity. So whether you know them or not, we haven't gotten there yet, but this person, upon meeting you or already knowing you, feels already that this was a missed opportunity. And they are not forward. So it would take you, because literally, make the effort. It would take you stepping out and saying, hey, you are going to have to do that.
I'm so tired of making the effort. I need somebody to make the effort for me. I'm so tired.
I don't know. Let's get some more info. Let me see what else I can tell you about why this is the way it is. I don't see any patterns for you yet, except this could be a pattern. With you saying it that way, sometimes the way, what we're used to is what we keep drawing in. Oh, yeah. So this person feels like a honeymoon, or will feel like a honeymoon to you. They will feel really comfortable. So who makes the effort won't matter as much as I feel that you, they don't know how to read you, Shari. So that's why you have to make the effort. That's why that card came out for you. you're going to enjoy them. It's going to feel like a holiday with this person. So I don't think that that will matter, except for the outcome. You may not be as compassionate and loving and affectionate as you need to be. And it could be because you're focused, you might not respect them the way you should, because you feel like, like you said, you're tired of putting the effort forward. But what I see Source saying to you is you have to look at the bigger picture. Like, what is your goal? What are you trying to reach with this person? Because if you look at the processes that got you there, you might miss this whole opportunity, because you do have missed opportunity on the table. So it could be that they feel like they've missed an opportunity with you, or if it's someone totally new coming in, you could miss the opportunity because of the way it's being brought to you. So we ask for things and they may not come the way we thought they should, because we made specific requests, and it may come in a different way, but it is still the same blessing. So just make sure that you're not kissing any more frogs, because I see that that is a pattern for you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Ribbit.
We're not going to let that one go.
I'm sorry. Let's see. All right, here we go. We have few more that shout out. Oh, I love it. Keep an open mind. Keep an open mind. Your soul may differ from your usual type and expectations.
I hate you, Ebony, three times. I hate you.
You are going to know by how they make you feel that that is who you're supposed to move forward with, not by how they look or smell or taste or anything. It's going to be how they make you feel.
This is travesty. That's why I didn't want this shit. I did this for y'all.
Let me get you a whisper of love. Let's get some encouragement in the journey, okay?
Come on.
Girl.
Ebony, I'm gonna fight you.
This seems like it's a healing too, though, Shari, because it is requiring you to let go of some things that you're uncomfortable letting go of. Yeah.
Lisa, stop shaking your head.
Cause it's the truth. I want you to be loved.
Y'all are angering me. Where's my I'm angered at my friend's card?
No, that one didn't come out. I'm sorry. Shari, so you gotta choose love, and you always have a choice. Make yours with love. So remember I said you have to go by how you feel about the person, because that's how you're gonna know that's the person. And you have to be very honest to yourself, and that emotional I hate the word, but this is the word for the cards, the emotional baggage and the despair. All of those things are what you hide behind. But I think you're very romantic. And I think that that is what this person is going to stir in you, or has stirred. And that's how you know who your person is. So you do have to be the one. And you might be a little, they might be nervous. You might be all of that to them, that they're like, shit, I don't know how she would respond if I pushed up on her. You know, she might not like that. She might reject me. So it's going to take you doing it.
Busted. Damn.
Shut up, Dre. Dre, don't add to their foolishness. Don't add to their foolishness, Dre.
You better speak.
Sorry, I love you, girl.
Dre, hey, I can't wait to your ring, Dre.
Dre's supposed to be juicy with the end. Shari, that is your left reading.
Yes.
Oh, man. This is such a travesty.
On your own. Ooh, Jesus.
Ebony.
All right, Ebony.
I'm going to give you your reading before she does. Y'all, you are the whole of Babylon.
Mm-mm. Whatever, bitch.
I'm sorry. It's only because she was making faces and shit during my shit.
I sure was.
Looking all crazy. Telling, and then after this is older, that bitch gonna call me. She gonna call me and shit.
She was speaking your whole truth. I can't wait till we get off the line and get back on the line.
That motherfucker gonna be turning cartwheels whenever the fuck he fucking hear this shit. I blame you, Miss T. I blame you. I blame you.
Yeah. I need you to pull up some initials on this hoe. Before you get to me, I love the picture in your background.
Yes, yeah, beautiful. Did you draw that?
I did. Me and my kids, we were stranded in Indianapolis, but we were trying to be rebels and just leave when school was canceled in March. So I packed all my supplies. I actually got really sick. And I saw this in my mind, and I just put it on paper one day when I felt better. There was a little Alizé involved, but that's what she is.
Alizé, that's what's up.
I love it. I love it. Super cute.
Take a really good picture of it for me, and I'll turn it into a t-shirt for you.
Okay, I have to touch it up. It's been stored and packed. I'm going to touch it up, and I will send it to you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Isn't she just
That, yes, but it's like, not. It's not because you gave me this horrible ass reading to predict the shit that I didn't want to fucking hear. It's just because I like you as a person.
That was some shit she didn't want to hear.
It is definitely some shit that I did not want to hear. I'm over here trying to live my best life and be single and shit. And she over here talking about, bitch, give it up. Put your card.
Yep. The order that it came out in, I knew that that's what was going. I knew what was going to happen. I just like the cards to tell it. Because I don't want to mess anybody up. So the cards told it the way I felt it, so.
Now, bitch, shut up so I can get in my zone.
All right, I'm ready. I see you getting naked on this. I'm ready for you. So I get overheated, too. Overheated over here, so I'm ready. Let's go.
She overheated because her coochie is hot.
Y'all really speaking into these cars right now. I want to see what's coming out now. All right.
I don't.
Plug your ears, Dre.
My earbuds.
Ebony, first card is you. Second card is who you're connected to. And the last card is the outcome. And I am so not surprised at the first card. It is your energy.
She's a hoe. The hoe with lots of energy.
The Queen of Cups came out, and she is very affectionate and loving and very nurturing and warm. So,
I told y'all.
To the kids only. It's only to the kids.
The person that you're connected to has a very solid direction of who they are. And in life, they want to offer you the best of themselves as well as passion. And this is just a good mixture already. Let me see an outcome with this deck, and then I have to switch it out. Oh, so we in your business.
Oh,
okay. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we in our business now. So there is some arguing and conflict that I see going on here and there. And I have to get some more cards to see what it's about, but it could be regarding outside people and issues and not even your own with this person. But things aren't seamless. And this is a wedding. This is a solid commitment person that I'm talking about, literally. So if you're married to this person, it makes sense. That's what came out. Or engaged, whatever. This is someone that you're committing to. And I wasn't expecting that. Let me just shuffle a little bit, okay? Mm-hmm. I need the full story. I don't want to be
get the full story.
All
13 decks, and we'll make it through, I'm telling you.
13
is my lucky number.
13 about to tell the truth.
If that's 13, she a gang
number. You're 9 in front of me. You're 9 in the screen in front of me, but I really want to tell you that this needs to be in this situation, and that it's calling for you to have faith in something. So I don't know what you're asking or calling for or believing in, but you need to trust the process. The conflict is not beneficial at all whatsoever. As far as outcome, all I have is trust the process. Sources saying that you need to live in your Queen of Cups energy and cut all of that other noise out, and you need to focus on being loving and nurturing. And I'll just say for myself, this is very personal, but I would rather leave a situation knowing I was the Queen of Cups and I can hold my head high and say, you missed out on some good shit, or that was your fault, because I'm prideful and I don't want it to be my fault. So you need to really operate in the Queen of Cups, and you need to express your love. You need to be very loving. So you need to kiss on the neck and the ear and hug and focus on those things versus the outcome of the dispute or the arguing. That card means conflict, and it means tempers. And it says that this person that you're connected to, they're very passionate, and they may be very ambitious or driven or focused on what they want, and sometimes that gets lost, and you expressing your love is going to pull them back into where you need to be. Let me see if I can.
I will not date you, Abby. I will not.
Nobody wants you.
Dre, we know you be having wet dreams about Ebony. Stop playing.
Oh my
exactly.
God.
Exactly.
No, nah, that wasn't a wet dream. I peed. That's what they want.
It was a mean straight.
Yeah, but you also need so good.
You also need to take control over your life. So you need to be an individual and not just attached to someone. So the idea that being with someone means you're attached is something that is what's being cleared from your understanding of communing with someone. So when people say relationship, it means you relate. We don't always relate with people. So what source is saying, what the cards is saying is, express your love, be the Queen of Cups, but also be an individual and let them be an individual and trust the process. But something about this involves a heavy commitment, and there is you attract romantic love by enjoying every moment fully, period.
She enjoys it.
Shut up, Trey.
So it's not that it's bad, it's just...
It's bad. You don't think it is, but it's bad.
No, it's not bad.
I really don't even... I don't think... I
know what the conflict is. I can't wait until this is over. I can tell you what the conflict is.
I already know what the conflict is.
Okay, I know you know. Okay.
She cannot help me.
Yeah, so
Dre, you're definitely not the conflict.
It also sounds like she's telling me to leave.
That's what
it's telling me to leave.
Hold
to be
on.
Happy.
I will tell you then. I'm gonna show you the card. I'm not gonna say it because this is in your business.
Well, we can't see it. We can't see it.
Is that the rabbit?
That shit say free yourself, bitch. Oh, shit. I told y'all this why I don't like. I told y'all this why I don't like this shit. This shit is so real.
I'm
oh my gosh. Jesus take the wheel.
And that's not necessarily saying that I'm the codependent one. No, not at all. It says there is codependency in this situation.
Ooh, this podcast about to get turned up.
Yikes.
Okay, so that is, I'm going to give you a whisper of love, though, Ebony.
Give her a whisper. She need a whisper. Actually, she need a yell. Please. Give her a yell.
And that is facts because I am absolutely married. This is not just a, like, I'm in a full marriage.
It says wedding. You got the wedding card.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
I hope he don't listen to this shit.
No, he don't listen to the podcast.
Okay, there's your whisper. What is it?
That shit say leave, bitch.
You in danger, girl.
It actually, it says that love helps heal past hurts and provides a sense of security and self-worth.
And that is true.
So you have, that's what it's, you have to define love, what love is, so that you can reach those two components of it, self-love and security.
Well, she's definitely, you definitely, yeah, that's a good card because that is something that you definitely have learned.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's good. That's real good.
Molly.
That's real good.
Molly, you a danger girl.
Molly. Dre.
Ready, Dre.
No, I ain't ready. Y'all give me a second. I gotta collect my thoughts on this. Is my mind right now? Is it going out of my power?
I'm flipping my screen so I can watch you, Dre.
Man, don't do that.
Mm-hmm. I need to see all the facial expressions when she reads this card.
All right, man.
I need the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, turn your camera to Dre.
Man, I got
Swipe over.
Hey. Hold on, let me get to my. I gotta take notes on this.
I'm gonna burn another incense so we can, you know.
Oh damn!
Yeah, you probably gonna need three of them. So.
Oh shit! It's a little sage too, Dre.
You gonna need a whole lot of that too. You might put a little extra marijuana in there.
Okay.
A little crack? Not crack.
Might be a little crack.
Not the crack.
Oh my God. Oh.
They gave up crack in the 90s. When doing that?
They didn't.
Yeah.
They did not. Ooh. All right. So I'm writing this down now. I'm ready to take these notes, man, and get this hard truth. I'm ready. Right. Oh, shit. Right. Oh, shit.
Right.
Oh, my God.
First card out is gray, middle card is the person you're connected to, and the last card is
Please don't let it be.
Okay. Oh. I don't know what's going on here.
It's the truth. It is.
He don't know what's going on either.
It's the two-faced card. It's a two-faced card. You got too many faces.
Let me get the whole thing going, because it is. It's kind of, Dre, you're going to be, that's why you're last. You're just going to be kind of complicated.
Oh, my God. I am big. My life is complicated.
Ooh, Dre.
So, I mean, out the gate, in your future, in your path, I hate the word future during readings, but in your path, whomever you're connected to, your goal is long-term success and stability, period. You are at a point where you will not compromise. I mean, there's literally like coins all over the place, and you got little lambs running around, and the man and the woman are really flirting with each other and very comfortable, and you are not focused on any other vibe except long-term.
Is that a lamb or a sheep?
Okay.
Look, leave me alone on this one now. I need this word.
I was just trying to see if it was lambs or sheep.
These are no jokes, man.
Okay.
I need these hard truths, man. I need them.
The person you're connected to, this is so intense. The person you're connected to is not a missed opportunity. So you know this person. And you have thought in your heart that you missed something with someone.
And in the upright, the card would mean that it was a missed opportunity. In the reverse, it means that it's not a missed opportunity. This person may have been, so these are the qualities of that person so you can identify them. They may have been depressed. They may have been experiencing some stress in life. But that person is not something that won't come back into your life. That's fact.
You said they will not come back?
They will. No, you may have thought they wouldn't. They will come back. So these things, the literal separation came out. So you have been separated.
She back.
Shut up, Ebony.
But it is not meant to be a permanent separation. And the outcome of this coming together is, let me see. Okay. Oh, hold on before we get to the outcome, because I just got a card on your person. There's a strong magnetic attraction between you and the person.
Chemistry.
Dre.
So, let me see. Oh, Dre or them need to release an ex. So someone needs to release the ex, and that has caused some hardship between the connection, is that someone is holding on to someone that they need to let go. And I still need more on this outcome. I'm not comfortable with that just being what it is. Give it a chance.
Dre, baby, you know where I'm located.
Please. And someone's not being honest about the situation. Someone's not being honest.
See, this brings it up. I have three people in mind right now that you honestly.
Well, we only know about two, so you have to inform us about number three.
And you're in separation from this person. So the three of them, if it's not something that you talk to them, you know, or it was something and it ended, that released your ex thing. Mm-hmm. So that means only one of them's going to make the cut, because you're focused on long term, Andre. You have to make the cut. So you can't say that you want long term, and you can't say that you want old fashioned, and you are not sure of between three people. You can't do that. You have to release. And then the card says that you need to have a heart to heart conversation and honestly discuss your feelings with each other. And I think once you do that, that is going to help you come to a common denominator. But as long as the conversations aren't happening, there's the confusion. So also have the heart to heart, and you need to focus on your body, how you feel about these people and who you really truly feel like you have that chemistry with, and be true and honest to yourself. And then you're being told to release the rest.
Dre, I'll write you a note, and you can just fill in the blank and pass them out.
Yeah.
I have three envelopes in my hand. Two contain a letter, one does not. I got you, Dre.
This shit kind of hurt a little bit, seriously.
Well, I'm just telling you where I'm located right now. Getting an envelope with some papers in it.
I know the person.
Where's your camera, Dre?
She got something really deep to tell you now, bruh.
I'm just going to get all in Dre's business for the final. And then I'll
Dig in there.
So you know that in some cases you wear a false mask trying to please people.
I do.
Damn Scorpios.
Bitch, that's a lie.
And you need to let go of your control issues. And you need to be very honest and open. You need to try something that is a little uncomfortable for you. And you don't need to stick to old-fashioned views of what this should be and stick true to the chemistry and how you truly feel inside. And you need to choose partnership, and you have to break it down to one. You're trying to control the situation, and it's just causing havoc. It's causing pain.
It is.
You're running amok. You led astray. Your bamboozle bewildered.
Oh, shit. Three whispers through the love.
Three whispers? What the fuck? He ain't nothing but a male hoe, I swear.
I need all these
whispers. Three love whispers.
Them shits don't need to be whispers. Them shits need to be howls. He need three howls of love.
Does this mean I'm about to be in a poly?
No, go ahead. I mean, no. Let it go. One, Dre. Look. Clearly. Relief. So that doesn't mean you get to hold on to anybody. Like, you know, you got to get down to one.
Let it go.
So appreciate this moment. Every situation is an opportunity to grow and find love. Be supportive and make genuine effort to show that you care, Dre.
One, Dre.
Focus on love and look for the good in the person. So the chemistry is there, the heart to heart is there, and you'll probably have 3 heart to heart. And that's how you're going to break it down to the common denominator.
You need to turn your shirt from beast mode to bitch mode. Give it up, dude. Give it up.
He gonna
cry in the car. He swerving on his. He gonna cry.
I ain't gonna even lie. When y'all like deep down, I really do feel it. Like seriously, I feel it. Like that's what I want to do.
Dre, me and you got a piece of humble pie tonight. Ebony already knew her faith, and Lisa is indifferent. But Ebony knew her faith, and me and you got a piece of humble pie.
I need more depth.
No, you don't need no more depth, bitch. It done told you over here trying to act like you in denial. She was very in depth.
Was there any more? Was there any more community?
That's it.
Man.
Okay.
One more deck of cards. Okay, for me.
Well, I will tell you. I mean, you sound conflicted, Dre, but I will tell you that 10 of Pentacles literally is like happy life, happy wife. It is very singular in a sense that it there are requirements to get to that. There, no right. one gets the 10 of Pentacles that long term without offering long term. Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to do a reading for you.
Okay.
I'm just playing. You don't want me to do no reading for you. I don't have readings. I have dreams, but I don't have readings. I didn't dream of you. I was just being funny. I ain't got nothing. All I do is have dreams. That's it.
Can I get one more deck of cards pulled for me?
Yes, let's do it. So I'm going to get the nitty gritty cards.
Get the horror card out.
Yeah, I want to know, like.
The tea.
You don't tell her what you want to know. She tell you what she think you need to know.
Shut up, bitch.
Thank you.
That's why I didn't say it.
I have a message for Miss Ebony. What is your message? I'm going to use four card spread. You already know. All right. You are really in. So you get the queen. You got the queen again as your leading card, but
You got the Queen of Swords and the Queen of Cups. So you're trying to be very protective of yourself. She is literally a beast. She has cut this fool's head off and she's holding it to the side of her throne with a sword in her hand. Like, if I have to choose between me and you, I'm going to choose me. Killer. Yes, and you're trying to hold on, though, to that empathetic side of yourself. And also, I don't know if you've been, like, in this mode of spending time alone or trying to hide away. If you are, it's time to come out of that. Maybe you already have. It's not an issue. Do not go into hermit mode. Don't go try to hide out and spend time alone. That this isn't the time for that. You have actually, remember when your other card, your romance card said trust in the process? You actually have that this is a karmic cycle that you're in, and you're totally aware of your process, but that it's coming to completion. So you may have some communication coming into you really soon. To help you with some clarity, but whatever.
It's not an entanglement, is it?
It's not showing third party or anything yet. Okay. This is more about.
Hey, sometimes you need to self check out, and it don't have to be an entanglement. Sometimes you already know within yourself.
Yeah, that's what I see. Very, because the first card for me is very protective of self. So you definitely need to be if you aren't. Oh, yeah. So you have a decision to make. You got the Tower card. And you got the Ten of Swords. So I'm going to end with these two, and I'll tell you what they mean. The Ten of Swords came out before the Tower, and the Ten of Swords means that something has failed and you need to say goodbye. There has been a betrayal, some deception of some sorts, and that someone needs to say goodbye to a situation. But we have free will, so the Tower came out after that. And the Tower card is a decision, a falling away of old things. And remember, I told you that you had a karmic cycle that had been happening, and that's why you need to trust the process. At the end of the day, you are very much empowered, Ebony, and you have to make the decision for your future. But there is.
Bitch, you looking like. I'm sorry. Charlie's like, there's been a betrayal, bitch.
First of all, I don't think there's a betrayal, but I think you're betraying yourself.
That could be something.
Because it's failure and deception and betrayal. So from those traits, take what that card means for you in your life, and then you combine it with that Tower decision, that Tower moment, because you do have the Queen of Swords, which is protection. So something is going on that you need to be very protective of you, of the Queen of Cups part of you, the empathetic, the loving part of you. You need to be very protective of yourself, Ebony, if none of the other cards apply. But it does also mean that a goodbye is going to happen, and that could be the completion of the karmic cycle.
Hallelujah. Don't read no more cards for me, because I don't need no more damn bad news. I'm like the Wiz. No bad news.
I've never seen that movie.
I want all the smoke.
I don't want no smoke.
I want all the smoke. So you got more. I want all the smoke. I need this hard ass.
Lisa.
Want some more drink? Yes, dear.
We're gonna have a new roommate soon.
Hey, Dre, you ready?
No, but yeah.
Drake!
The
divine energy source creator, that please have a message for Dre. I am going to use a 4-card to deliver, and I will clarify with the right or wait. That please have a message. Thank you. Wow. They all four came out immediately.
Dre.
This is so crazy. I love tarot so much. So your first card out is the Lovers in reverse. Misalignment of values. And you need to focus on self and what you define as love, Dre. You do have the Tower in reverse, which means you're resisting change and avoiding a loss, and you're delaying the inevitable and averting a disaster. But then you have the Nine of Pentacles, which means, again, that the end result of these decisions, of this falling away, of this, all of this resistance, if you would just get in line, the alignment is long-term success and abundance. I mean, look at this Three of Cups. Look at all of that good flow coming out. This actually means, and this is what's so damn crazy. This is a reunion card. This is a celebration card. So we already know that it's someone you know, and here's your confirmation. You just have to let go of this Lovers in reverse, which is a misalignment of values with someone. And you need to walk into what I feel in me as I'm looking at you that you already know.
I do.
But you very much need to let go of control was the cards as well. You need to release the need to control, because what you're not trusting is, I will take this Nine of Pentacles for you. I will take that Ten of Pentacles for you if I could. Those are amazing blessings on your life, but you cannot have those released to you until you follow the instructions. You got to choose.
Choose wisely, Daniel son.
Choices made.
There's abundance, though, with that choice. There is a lot of abundance with the choice.
Positive. Ooh, the choice is made.
So y'all already know who it is. So
cool. That's it. That is it. Queen of Wands came out in reverse, so you do need to cut off communication or cut off some type of connection with time.
That's the hardest thing in the world.
Dre, put on your big boy bloomers, briefs. And old school white briefs. Put on the big boy pair and do what you need to do.
My tidy whities.
Put on the tidy whities and do what you need to do.
I say like this, and the readings taught me this. Every moment that you hesitate, you're not living your full life. You're totally that life. You're not even guaranteed that you're going to see each other tomorrow. None of us are, but you're going to hold your life up. What?
Y'all gonna have me on the phone. You about to have me on the phone all damn night trying to fucking reconcile the shit that I have put behind me.
Yeah.
Vera, I want another round too. I want a
second. Okay, I got you. Let's see.
Do it, Jeremy.
I got you. Oh, man.
She's
hard, man.
You gotta bring 3 down to 1.
This message is
so you can go forward and prosper.
Y'all see, I'm over in deep thought like a mug, man. I ain't said nothing, so I ain't cracking no jokes.
Because you already knew.
That's
you
what
you had to do.
He already knew it.
Yes. You've been avoiding it.
Dre, you want a hug? Here you go. Here.
I need one.
Here you go.
I really do need
one. There's a hug. I'm giving it to you, Dre. You need a hug. I'm going to rock with you. Come on, let's rock it out, Dre.
Thank you so much, Sari. I need that.
I know you did, bruh, because I know that shit hit hard, because we done had conversations. That shit hit so hard, bruh. Man, I was gonna reach out for drinks, but it's so unnecessary.
Lisa, the person that this is still your romance read. This is nothing about your business as much.
Oh, damn, as we need to be in Lisa's business. What?
Yes. You're kind of not so sure about a positive outcome or what's coming in your way. And I will tell you that something very, very passionate is on the way. And they may even be a little bit younger than you, or a lot of bit younger than you. But it is going to be a very sexual, passionate connection. But this younger person is going to want to set up camp and make you their wife. They gonna want to offer a ring really quickly.
What's your size, Lisa?
I even have the lust card out for you. So very much so, the lust card is out here.
You don't need no lust. That hoe don't need no kind of lust. That hustle. You can see the lust oozing off of her right now, right down her bosom. See a bosom out? That's where the lust lays.
I see you're going to try to cut things off and not offer your whole self, because it's going to make you uncomfortable that this is really happening. But it is really coming into your life, Lisa. And it's going to be like stupid for you.
The queen of uncomfortable.
Lisa, let's just go and do it.
Dre, you stupid.
Dre, you better get out of your menage a trois.
There you go, Lisa. Facts. You better tell them facts on facts on facts.
I want to know about death. Ebony.
About who?
Death.
Oh, no. I'm about to leave, because I don't need no more death in my life. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
I don't really like to channel dead people, because I don't know how they live their life, so I don't do them.
Thank you.
Understandable.
See,
yes.
That's how you know. She's a Pisces. You know they always testing limits and making shit ridiculous. Yes.
Whatever. No, you got some passion ahead of you, though. So I wouldn't be focused on that. You got some passion. Yeah, you got the page. He's always younger. He wants to offer himself to you. Remember the codependency of him. So get ready.
That's my husband. He's younger than me. He's,
and you know, she's talking to Lisa. She talking to Lisa. She ain't talking to you.
Oh.
So build a bridge, bitch. She already told you what to do.
Free yourself.
She's talking about Lisa. That card said, "Free yourself." I'm gonna need you to screenshot that picture for me.
That could have been from work. That could have freed
myself. She ain't said nothing about work. This is a romance. We didn't talk about your whole life. We talked about romance.
Oh, that was a romance reading.
Yes, you knew that. Stop playing. Free yourself. All hoes ain't made to be housewives, bitch. That don't mean you can't still be a good person.
I'm not a good person when I'm not married.
But you don't know that, because that was the person that was the person you was before this marriage. You don't know what you're going to be like after it.
I'm going to be that same bitch.
You're really not.
I already know.
You're not.
Yeah, I am.
You're not. The cards didn't say that. The cards didn't say you was going to be the same bitch.
They didn't say that.
The car said, "Turns out I'm 100% bad."
No, it didn't. It did not. She is a bitch, but we thank you so much. This was awesome.
Oh my God.
Please tell everyone how to follow you, how to get their readings.
Oh yeah.
Get their life straight. Get your shit together.
Okay. So it is Time With WITT. So Time With T. And that is the Facebook page. That is, I believe that's the YouTube. If they just check me out on IG, they'll find it. Time With T.
Time With?
Wit. W-I-T. Wit.
You know, I got to be a little cool with it. You know, time with T.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, W-I-T-T, right?
One T, yeah. Bro. One t- oh, it's two T's?
Two T's on the E.
Oh, two T's. Yeah, okay,
T-O-B.
My
T-O-B.
Yep.
T-O-B.
Mm-hmm.
I got you right now. I'm following.
I just changed it. So I changed it. I might have changed it to TLB, but you can still find it at Time with T. I did that because of work. The people at work found me. Hold on a minute.
I am following you right now.
The cards say, I don't need you following me, coworker. Change it.
I want to wish y'all blessings and
thank you.
Anytime I told my people about y'all, but let me know when you post it. I want to share it.
It's gonna post on Thursday.
Okay.
Yep.
I love what you have going on. Thank let me you. Know what's going on.
Hey, when I told a bunch of our different listeners that this is what we were doing, they were like, can she do readings just on random people? Can we call in? Can
I'm
we
about
do
to go live on my page right now, but y'all not gonna air it until Thursday. So I'm about to go on the other side and go live with my people and give them
some readings. Okay. And the next time you go live, I'll be able to put that out to our people so they can go and listen and get their readings right. Y'all know I told y'all I don't like tarot readings because they be just speaking my whole truth. The last time I had that shit read, it told me my marriage was gonna end, my brother was gonna go to jail, and my brother's a straight nerd, so we was like, he ain't going to jail. He went to jail for like 7 years over some bullshit, and then my marriage ended. So, you know, that's why I was like, I don't want to read this shit, get this shit done ever no more. Now you're trying to tell me I need to be with somebody who I just basically just thrown to the wind.
Yes,
shut up, Lisa.
What did I tell you so many times?
Shut it up. And you too. I hate when y'all write. I want to be right sometimes.
You're dead wrong.
I'm gonna tell y'all why I feel like I feel when we're on this air.
How to get off of this thing?
just click the screen and you will see Lee.
Yeah.
Duh. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much.
Ebony, why don't you take us to the house?
Okay. You can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That's naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. You can leave us a message at 912-434-1414. That's 912-434-1414. We welcome the feedback, the comments, show ideas, and Ebonites. Know how I love you and your advice. And so keep those advice requests coming. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and leave a review because we really don't like your reviews, but it's okay to distribute. Oh, let me say this before I forget. If you write into us and you want advice, if you write into me for advice on something, please note that you are not the only person writing into me. I have lots of other people writing into me. I will get to you when I get to you, okay? Don't be fucking rushing the process. When it's your turn, you'll get your request written, reviewed, or whatever the fuck. Don't fucking rush me, okay? Thank you. Leave a review. And select the notification button, okay? Oh, YouTube, because we go YouTube, and you can select the notification button so you're notified when we put out a new video every Thursday. So please click notification button. Are you looking for Naturally Unbothered merch? If so, please go to www.naturallyunbothered.com. That's www.naturallyunbothered.com and click the merch link. So now you can tell your whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends, and they can tell their whole ass friends, and their mama's a hoe, and just tell everybody to tune in to Naturally.
Tell
Unbothered.
All the hoes that you know. Thank you. All right, until next time, y'all. This has been Naturally Unbothered and our tarot reading that we did not like. Maybe who liked their tarot reading? Who liked it?
I did. It's just hard. It's a hard truth, man.
Mine's a hard truth to swallow as well, because, man,
I
swear, man. Damn.
I'll talk about my stuff when we get off court. So.
All right, so we about to end this, and we about to have an after show. Maybe y'all get to hear it. Maybe you won't. But half the time y'all don't get to hear any of our after shows because we be way inappropriate than what we are normally on air. So maybe you will, maybe you won't.
Okay.
Peace.